In Thailand, tourism is a major industry, but at least one of the country's attractions is controversial, the so-called long-necked women, who belong to an ethnic tribe in northern Thailand. They wear brass rings that number in the dozens and stretch their necks to extraordinary lengths. The women, refugees from Burma, survive on the money they earn from foreign tourists. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
You don't just stumble across the long-necked women. You have to really want to see them. They live in a remote part of Thailand near the Burmese border, and their village, Padang, is perhaps the only in the world with an entry fee, about $5 for foreigners.
I want to keep tradition forever.
This is Mada. Her neck appears to be at least 1 foot long. Her head looks as if it's floating above her shoulders. She started wearing the neck rings when she was 5 years old. At first, just one brass ring was placed around her neck, but gradually, more and more were added until today, at age 20, her neck is encased in a column of 25 shiny brass rings. They're heavy, 10 pounds in all, and have a way of amplifying the tropical heat. Mada says it took a while to get used to.
In the beginning, a little bit pain, but now I got used to. It's okay, no pain. Feels okay now.
They are called long-necked women, but x-rays reveal that the rings actually squash the women's ribs and collarbone, making it appear as if their necks are elongated. Mada and the 70 other women here will wear these rings for the rest of their lives.
We have to keep forever. When we go sleeping, when we take shower, when we eating, when walking, everything, we don't take out.
And for good reason, Mada's neck muscles have been so weakened over the years that removing the rings might lead to suffocation. Her neck is no longer strong enough to support her head. No one knows exactly how this tradition began, but the most common theory is that it was conceived hundreds of years ago by the men of the Padang tribe as a way to keep their women from marrying outside the tribe. Anthropologists say the tradition might have died out by now, but in fact, it is thriving. The long-necked women are big business. About 10,000 tourists visit them each year. Economically, everyone benefits: the Thai government, the tour operators, and the women who sell souvenirs and pose for pictures. The tourist dollars have made Padang a relatively prosperous town. Some guidebooks encourage travelers to visit the women, arguing that tourism is the only way for these refugees to support themselves. But some people here are clearly uncomfortable with this booming business. Even some tour operators themselves, like Niti Sirawar.
This kind of tourism system not good. It's not natural. This everything set up for tourists. This village, some kind of museum, but human museum.
It's also been called a human zoo, or at best, cultural voyeurism. Some guidebooks, including the Backpacker's Bible, the Lonely Planet series, are now advising travelers to avoid the long-necked women. A group of about half a dozen tourists are standing in the city of Mai Hong Son, debating whether to sign up for a tour to see the long-necked women. Opinions are divided. In the end, Suzanne, a tourist from Britain, decides not to go.
I just think personal mutilation, or that's what I would kind of describe it as. I wouldn't want to in any way encourage them to continue it.
But her friend Beth from Australia disagrees and decides to go on the tour.
It's a different way of approaching culture, I suppose. I mean, what all cultural practices have purposes, and it just happens that this one now has an economic purpose rather than a, say, aesthetic purpose.
More and more tourists are visiting the long-necked women each year. The Thai government actively promotes them as one of the country's tourist attractions, no different from the beautiful beaches or the Buddhist temples. That's just what foreign tourists want, an exotic experience frozen in time. But Pansa Kutsawong of the group Friends Without Borders says the real world is much more fluid.
We have to understand that tradition and culture change, and it has a life, and it changed, it grown up, it died, and it's whatever. It's not going to be like that forever. But for tourism, you want to stop it there. And you create something more, you add something, you write your own story for these people.
Mada, the 20-year-old long-necked woman, says she would like to write her own story, one with a different ending. In this version, she's still wearing the neck rings, but she's back home in Burma, maybe working on a farm and raising a family. And in this version, there are no tourists. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Padang, Thailand.